Ladies and gentlemen, we regret that owing to operating difficulties, there will be a slight delay in presenting Joe Penner under the sponsorship of Cocomalt. Operating difficulties having been cleared, we now bring you the program of Joe Penner. At the end of the day, you drag into the house, slump into the nearest chair, literally too tired to move. If you haven't enough energy to carry you through the day, take warning. It may mean your diet isn't supplying the vital food essentials your system demands. Iron for rich red blood, carbohydrates for energy, calcium and phosphorus for healthy nerve tissue. Remember that Cocomalt is rich in these and other valuable food essentials. Drink it regularly with meals and before retiring. You'll like its delicious flavor. And it may help to build you up as it is helping millions of others. So you can pull through the winter free from colds and other weakening illnesses. Start drinking Cocomalt tonight. Once again, we bring you the Park Avenue Penners. This week, we find the family back in their New York mansion. And up in the bedroom, busily unpacking, we find the black sheep, Joe Penner.
Godfrey, how do you like the new socks I bought in Hollywood,
I can't understand, sir, why you want to wear such loud socks.
Well, they keep my feet from going to sleep.
What you really need, sir, is a loud hat.
Yeah. You silly citizen. Listen, Godfrey, where are the new suits I bought in Hollywood?
Ooh, not those.
Yeah, those. What'd you do with my suits?
Well, sir, we needed a new rag rug for the bathroom floor.
So you used my suits for a rag rug, eh? Where are my shirts?
Well, sir, we also needed curtains for the kitchen windows.
Godfrey, you better keep an eye on my new hat. There may be a shortage of flower pots.
Yes, now, there was something else I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
Let me think now. Godfrey,
do you like to play with blocks?
Why, no, sir.
Well, then stop scratching your head.
Oh, I remember now, sir. I beg to announce, here comes your father.
Oh. Hiya, Pa.
Godfrey, leave the room. I wish to speak to Joseph alone.
Well, whatever it is, I didn't do it.
Joseph, my boy, this is a serious matter.
Yeah?
There's been a crash, and I've become a pauper.
Congratulations, boy or girl.
No, my son, you don't understand. I've been playing the stock market.
Oh, the stock market. What's the latest dope?
I am. I lost every cent I have in the world.
Don't worry about that, Pa. I got plenty of money.
Well, that's the sad part, son.
Yeah.
I took your money and bought 100,000 shares of Northern Scrub Rag.
Northern Scrub Rag. So I've been wiped out, too.
Yes, Joseph, my boy. And before I go, promise me one thing. Don't say a word about this to your mother.
Oh, Pa.
Goodbye, my son. I've reached the end of my rope.
Okay, here, have another cigar.
Thank you, son. And don't forget, not a word.
No.
Big pardon, Master Joseph. I beg to announce, here comes your mother.
Oh, hiya, Ma.
Godfrey, leave the room. I wish to speak to Joseph alone.
Yes, ma'am.
My dear son, I've reached the end of my rope.
Listen, Ma, you don't smoke cigars.
Joseph, this is a serious matter.
Oh.
Your father has lost every cent he had in the world.
That's all right, Ma. You've got plenty of money.
Well, that's the sad part, son. Mm. Your father took all my money and bought 100,000 shares of Sure-Fit Corsets.
Oh. Did you take a lacing, Ma?
Oh, yes, Joseph, now before I go, promise me one thing.
Yeah?
Don't say a word about this to your brother Archie.
No, I won't, Larry. I won't.
Goodbye, my son.
Goodbye, Mother.
Beg pardon, Master Joseph. I beg to announce here comes your brother Archie.
Oh. Hi, Archie.
Godfrey, leave the room.
What is this?
I wish to speak to my brother alone.
Yes, sir.
My dear brother.
Yeah?
I've reached the end of my rope.
Hey, I'm running out of cigars here.
Joseph, this is a serious matter.
Yeah?
Father has lost every cent he had in the world.
Ah, that's all right, Archie. You've got plenty of money.
Well, that's the sad part, brother. Father took all my money and bought 100,000 shares of Consolidated Bathtub.
Did you get a soaking, too?
Yes, brother. Now, before I go, promise me one thing.
Oh?
Don't say a word about this to Godfrey.
All right, Archie.
Goodbye, brother.
Godfrey, is there anybody else left?
Nobody but me, sir.
All right. Hiya, Godfrey!
My dear Master Joseph, this is a serious matter.
Yeah.
Your father has lost every cent he had in the world.
Ah, that's all right, Godfrey. The whole family's broke, but we all know that you've got plenty of money.
Well, that's the sad part, sir. Your father took all my money and bought 100,000 shares.
Now! First, father loses all his money, then mother and Archie lose all his money, and now you've lost all yours, and on top of that, I just made an investment and lost $100,000.
You lost $100,000, sir? What did you invest in?
I bought a sweepstakes ticket and I didn't win.
Joy Hodges sing.
Swing high, swing low, swing to and fro. Not fast, not slow. A little swing can do more than anything else for you. Swing out, swing in. It's not a sin. So let's begin. You'll never get the gate if your swinging is up today. Now when your one and only complains that he's lonely and blue, a rhythmical campaign can do more than champagne to see him. Swing to and fro, not fast and not slow. And if you think you can't swing high, swing low.
Turn again to the Joe Penner Show of 1937, first heard on CBS, with guest Gene Austin, without horse, who, by the way, is credited with selling more records of one song than anyone in history. His recording of Ramona is reported to have sold in excess of 15 million copies. And now, the Joe Penner Show.
Sir, what are you building out here on the front lawn?
Don't bother me, Godfrey. Don't you see I'm up to my neck in lumber?
Up to what, sir?
I'm up to my neck in lumber.
Are you sure it stops there?
I'm snubbing you.
Listen, what will the family say when they See this terrible shack you're erecting in front of the Pennant Mansion?
I'm doing it for the family. I'm going to open up a hot dog stand here and make a fortune.
But, sir, you can't make a fortune selling hot dogs.
Why not? It's the biggest skin game in the world. Hey, Godfrey. Godfrey, who's that man that just drove up?
It says on his car, City Building Inspector, Mr. Montgomery Katz.
Hello, fellow citizens. Greetings in Cypress, Texas. What are you making there, gentlemen?
I'm making a hot dog stand.
On this end?
Don't get technical.
Listen, pasty push. Who gave you the permission to inject such a shack into this high classical territory? Mr. Penner, you gotta pay through the nose.
Yours or mine?
Don't get technical. I came here to collect some tax.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Inspector. Let's start this over. Won't you have a seat?
Oh, thank you. There, of course. Ah, what happened?
You just collected some tax.
Just for that, you gotta get hot.
What do you mean, get hot?
Get hot from this place. The sooner I never see your face again, the better it's going to be for the both of us when we meet.
Give me another chance, Mr. Inspector.
All right. Well, hucky-ducky. But first I must inspect your hot doggy stand.
Is this so?
Yes, sir. Let me see it now. But a poor job of distortion.
Yeah?
The floor don't look safe here. What kind of wood is that?
It's poplar.
I don't like it.
Well, then it's unpoplar.
For such a terrible floor, I can only give you a mark of two.
How about the ceiling?
For such a terrible ceiling, you get nothing.
Ceiling zero, I don't know.
Oi, and what a flimsy showcase here.
Yeah.
It couldn't hold 100 hot dogs without sagging in the middle.
Neither could you.
Listen, wait a minute. Well, Penner, I'll have to condemn this place here. It's weak like tissue paper. Did you make it out of your head?
No. I made it out of this book of instructions from the lumber company.
Look at this wobbly post.
Hey, don't shake that.
I can't hold on this place. It's got to come down.
Stop. Help.
Take that log off my chest. Can't you get me from under here?
Oh, what'll I do?
Look in your book.
Okay. Here it is.
What does it say there?
It says, in case of emergency, write to the factory for further instructions.
Oi!
They'd come to the rescue. Dean Austin and Tucker on
board. I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart. There it'll always remain. My love is like the ivy vine, clinging closer all the time. Through the years, joy and tears, just the same. I've got that old-fashioned faith in my heart. No one can tear it apart. And if the dry land changed the sea, it'd never make a change in me. I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart. Oh, that old-time religion, that old-time religion, that old-time religion is good enough for me. It was good for dad and mother, it was good for sis and brother. Oh, that old-time religion is good enough for me. I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart. My love is like the ivy vine, clinging closer all the time. Through the years, joy and tears, just the same. I've got that old-fashioned faith in my heart. No one can tear it apart. And if the dry land changed the sea, it'd never make a change in me. I've got that old-fashioned love.
love in my heart.
Hot dog! Hot dog! Get him while they're hot dogs!
Well, have you had any customers yet, sir?
No, Godfrey, they don't seem to want my fighting Frankfurters.
Fighting Frankfurters?
Yeah, they're half out of their skin.
If I may say so, sir, these hot dogs look more like prunes.
Well, they're the latest wrinkle. Hot dogs. Homemade hot dogs. Woo, by my Bublitsky.
Did I understand you to say homemade hot dogs?
Sure, I made them out of a cookbook.
Well, where's the cookbook?
It's in the hot dogs.
The pork in these tastes very flat.
Well, you see, the pig had flat feet. Hot dogs, hot dogs. Please buy my hot dogs.
Oh, sir, I'm afraid you're in the wrong business. People don't like Frankfurters anymore.
Well, what gave you that idea, Godfrey?
Well, look at this newspaper headline. Frenchman buries 20,000 francs in his backyard.
Well, we sunk a few over there ourselves.
Good heavens, here comes your family, and they seem in a bit of a huff.
Yeah.
Joseph, what is the meaning of this?
Well, look at this terrible shack.
Yeah.
What have you done to our front lawn?
Well,
yes, Joseph, and what is that terrible odor?
Well, I'm selling hot dogs, Ma, to get back the family fortune.
Oh, such a disgrace. The Park Avenue Penner selling hot dogs with mustard. What could be worse?
Well, the Park Avenue Penner selling hot dogs without mustard.
The very word hot dog seems to do something to me.
Yes, hot dogs. And Joseph, I can't stand it any longer.
Neither can I. Make it three with piccalilli.
Yes.
Gee, thanks, Ma. Here you are. Here you are, Ma, Pa, and Archie. Here's another one for you, Godfrey.
I say, brother, the meat in this Frankfurter tastes a little like mud.
Well, that's because it was ground this morning, you see. That's why.
And son, what is this terrible stuff you put on mine? Mustard or piccalilli?
What does it taste like?
Why, it tastes like shoe polish.
Then it must be piccalilli. Because the mustard tastes like axle grease.
Oh, mine is delicious, Joseph.
Thank you, Ma. Then can I keep the hot dog stand?
Yes, son, but on one condition.
Yeah?
You must not call it a hot dog stand.
Oh.
You must have a dignified sign.
Yes, how about... Ye oldie hottie doggy shopping.
No, no, Father. The sign should read, an emporium for the dispensation of succulent segmented meat encased in bright red overcoats.
Yeah, but I want to sell hot dogs.
Oh, I have it, son. The sign shall read, aristocratic hamburgers and tights.
Now it's your turn, Godfrey. What kind of sign would you suggest?
After finishing this last Frankfurter, I could suggest the most appropriate sign.
What is it?
Beware of the dogs.
Beware? I'll smash you!
A friend of mine recently told me that he's got such a prejudice against sheep after counting them in bed every night of the week that he wouldn't even tune in on our own personal black sheep, Joe Penner. We can't have that. And so I'm suggesting, quite seriously, that anyone who is troubled with sleeplessness should try taking Kokomol hot every single night before retiring. It's helping thousands to get hours of sound, natural, drugless sleep every night. See if it doesn't help you.
Buy my hot dogs.
I will, brother, and it better be good.
Here you are, little girl.
Hey, this Frankfurter looks raw to me.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, that's my finger.
I'll get you a better one.
Never mind the hot dog. Listen, Piccalilli Puss.
Yeah.
I came here to give you a tip.
What is it, a long shot?
Oh, yeah. I'm serious, buddy. There's something hanging over your head.
Let me guess, vegetable or mineral?
Listen, in just a few minutes, you're going to be put on the spot.
Yeah?
A guy is coming here to take you for a ride.
Well, can I be back by 8 o'clock? I want to listen to Amos and Andy.
Yeah, they'll bring you back right after they drill you.
But won't I be tired?
Well, you'll be a little stiff.
Uh-huh. I don't know, you know, maybe I better stay in the house tonight, huh?
You better go in right now, before the fireworks start.
Well, if there's going to be fireworks, I won't stay out.
Listen, Flathead, get this through your thick skull. There'll be a guy here in a second to leave you a couple of pineapples.
Pineapples? Maybe that's just what I need to make my business boom, huh?
What's the use? I'm getting out of here. But don't say I didn't warn you. So long, dope.
Goodbye, Snooky Pie. Hot dog, please buy my...
Hello, Joe.
Are you the man with the pineapples?
What do you know about pineapples?
Well, I found a piece once under some cottage cheese.
Oh, I see. For a minute, I thought somebody'd been talking.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, how about a hot dog?
Okie dokie. Here you are, mister.
Thanks. Hey, what's the idea? This hot dog tastes strong and bitter.
Uh-huh. That's not a hot dog. You're eating my cigar. Homer, you dumb hoo-hoo.
Listen, wise guy. Listen, wise guy. Do you know who I am?
Blue.
I'm Sausage McGee of the Northside Frankfurter Protective Association. Who have you been getting your hot dogs from?
Oh, I make them myself.
Oh, you do, eh?
Yeah.
What's in them?
I don't know.
Well, listen. From now on, you're buying your weenies from us.
What are you putting your weenies?
Sawdust.
Sawdust? But my customers don't like to eat sawdust.
What's the difference? Look at the protection you're getting. All we want from you is a dollar a weenie.
A dollar a weenie? It's not for me. I sell them for a nickel.
That's all right. You won't have to sell many to lose money. And now another thing, pal. Where do you get your mustard?
From a mustard plaster.
From now on, you're getting your mustard from us.
Well, I'm glad that's off my chest.
And tomorrow we'll leave a truckload of buns on your front lawn.
Will you be with them?
I said buns.
Oh, fine.
Hey, wait a minute. Look who's coming.
Who is it?
It's Meat Chopper Charlie from the South Side.
Yeah.
Trying to muscle in on my territory. Oh. I bet you sent for him, didn't you, Joe?
Oh.
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I'll fix him. There's going to be some shooting.
Yeah.
I'm going to hide behind this counter.
Well, there's room back there for both of us.
Stay where you are. And remember, if you buy even one hot dog from him, I'll let you have it. All right, now do your stuff.
Hot dog? Am I? Who are you?
Are you the proprietor?
No, he just left for Florida.
Okay, then I'll talk to you. Listen, Mug. You know who I am?
No, I never heard of Meat Chopper Charlie.
I thought so. I'm from the Southside Weenie Wankers Guild.
Oh.
Who are you getting your hot dogs from?
From the North Side.
What?
From the north side of the cow.
Well, listen. From now on, you're buying your weenies from us.
What are you putting your weenies?
Gravel.
But my customers don't like to eat sawdust.
Sawdust?
Gravel, Joe.
My customers don't like to eat gravel, Joe.
Listen, are you crazy?
Why should I confide in you?
Look, partner. All we want from you is $2 a weenie.
Yeah, but I can't sell gravel hot dogs. I gotta protect my customers.
Who's gonna protect you?
The man behind the counter.
Quiet, Joe. Don't give up the ship.
Who said that?
John Paul Jones.
Listen, pal. How many hot dogs will you need?
I won't need any. I'm going out of business.
You can't go out of business.
No?
No.
Well, that's different, huh?
Well, that's better. Now, tomorrow we'll leave 2 truckloads of buns on your front lawn.
Will you be with them?
I said buns.
So did Sausage McGee.
Sausage McGee, eh? Where is he? Come on, where is he?
It's a secret.
This is your last chance. Where is Sausage McGee?
Ooh, you think I'm going to tell you he's behind the counter? You can't fool me. I'm too ignorant.
Behind the counter, eh?
I've got you covered, meat chopper.
And I've got you covered, Sausage.
Well, somebody cover me. I got cold feet.
I can't shoot without hitting Joe.
Neither can I. Well, boys, don't let me stand in the way.
I'm going to plug you, meat chopper.
And I'm going to plug you, Sausage.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Wait, I got an idea.
What is it?
Well, let's all get together and plug Kokomo.
If your children are active, on the move from morning till night, you can realize what a responsibility it places on the food they eat to provide the necessary energy and also to help them fill out as they grow tall. Kokomalt is recognized today as a delicious, easy way to help build up children into strong, sturdy men and women. Thousands of women write telling of the wonderful success of Kokomalt. For instance, Mrs. Marion Dalton, Brooklyn, New York, says, quote,
"My little Jimmy was very thin and frail. The nurse in his school told me about Kokomalt, and so I bought a can. Now he's so husky, my friends hardly recognize him."
Mrs. G.F. Doak, Elmhurst, Illinois, wrote,
"I used to ask myself, what can I do about Diana? She's growing so fast and as thin as a rail. But when I began giving her Kokomalt, she gained weight and became real sturdy."
Now, mothers, while it isn't possible to promise that Kokomalt will benefit every child, it has been so helpful to so many that we feel you should try it for your children. Serve Kokomalt regularly at mealtime. Get a can tomorrow at your nearest grocery, drug, or department store. Kokomalt, spelled C-O-C-O-M-A-L-T, is sold in 1/2 pound, 1 pound, and the economical 5 pound hospital size.
Once there was a little lonely hot dog, and he didn't have much fun. He sat in the middle of a red-hot griddle, right beside a toasted bun. And every time I saw this teeny-weeny little weenie, I would pet her tenderly. Because this teeny-weeny weenie was very, very much like me. I am like a hot dog, trying to make both ends meet. I feel like a nickel when people pass and sniff at me on the street. I am like a hot dog, but not as hot as you think. Once I had some very good connections, but now I'm the missing link. Sometimes I'm peppy, sometimes I'm silly, depending on the mustard or the pickle-lily. I've got a few friends, but bless my soul, nobody wants me when I lost my roll. I am like a hot dog in hot water every day. People think of me as just baloney. Frank Fritter in my life always.
Follow the adventures of Joe Panner and Coast to Coast podcast again next Sunday at the same time. Jackson Wheeler speaking.